On behalf of Father Meyer and Father Hollowell, I express my wishes to you and to your families that you might have a most blessed Christmas, a very safe Christmas, an enjoyable Christmas with family and friends, and that above all, that this Christmas might be a time to grow deeper in your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate this holy night. Merry Christmas, everyone. We gather this holy night, this sacred night, this beautiful night in solidarity with the universal church. We gather in solidarity with those who are at St. Peter's in Rome for midnight mass. We are in solidarity with those who gather in the great cathedrals around the world, as well as all the regular parish churches like ours, to celebrate the Lord's birth. We are in solidarity with Christians in the Holy Land, Christians who are suffering and mourning the breakdown of peace and their usual way of life. We are in solidarity with Christians in Armenia, threatened with genocide for the second time in just a little over a century. We are in solidarity with suffering Christians in China, Cuba, the Sudan, and other parts of the world where religious freedom is shackled. We are in solidarity with them. We pray for them. We offer for their intentions the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And we are in solidarity with families we know, families of this parish and the parishes of Dearborn County, families and neighbors who are hurting this Christmas with an empty place at the table, resonating, no doubt, with the Sarah Reeves song, "Christmas Feels Different This Year." If you have suffered a loss this past year, if you come to Christmas Mass with a heavy heart, know that you are not alone, that we are praying for you, and we are here for you to commend your loved one to the grace and mercy of God. And we rejoice this Christmas. We rejoice with the families who have a new baby this Christmas. We rejoice with couples getting engaged this holy night. You wouldn't believe how many couples get engaged on Christmas Eve. My phone rings off the hook right after Christmas. It's amazing. We rejoice with those for whom this is their first Christmas in the Catholic faith. You inspire us by your faith, and we give thanks to God for you. Let us not forget our military families, often separated by great distances. May their loved ones in harm's way be kept safe, and may they be blessed as they stand guard for freedom and make possible the path for peace. Tonight, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas, which is made possible only by the grace and goodness of God, the God who created human beings in his image and likeness, and who made a paradise for them. We're told that Adam and Eve enjoyed perfect company with God, walking and talking with him in the garden in the cool of the day. Everything was just right. But sadly, selfishness entered the picture. Our first parents chose to say not yes to God's command, but no, I'll do it my way. Sin and death and sadness entered the picture. But God was not content to let sin and death be the final word. God made a promise to our first parents of one who would come to save, a promise that was renewed through Noah and Abraham and Moses and all of the prophets down through the ages. God made a promise of a Savior. And when God makes a promise, He always keeps it, even if He keeps His promise in a surprising way. You see, surprises are part of the Christmas story, just as surprises are part of the way in which we all keep Christmas. It wouldn't be a Christmas without a surprise gift. It wouldn't be Christmas without someone getting something that they didn't think anybody else knew that that's what they wanted. It wouldn't be Christmas without somebody in a surprising way making the gift appear in a way that no one could have ever expected. Way, way back, I had a sibling who received under the tree a very carefully wrapped box that must have at one time held a refrigerator. And after tearing into the wrapping paper and opening the box, what do you suppose was inside that box? A smaller box, expertly wrapped. And inside that, a smaller and you know how it went, all the way down to this little tiny box holding some earrings. Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without surprises. For God surprises us all by how He sends a Savior to us. He sends not a general in charge of a great army. He sends not someone with great political clout. He sends not someone teeming with earthly riches. He sends a tiny baby. A tiny baby that we are invited to put close to our heart and hold that baby close to us. For that baby Jesus, whose image is in the manger tonight, He is our salvation. He is our hope. The Lord, in sending a Savior, does not break down the wall when He holds the key to our heart. He sends Jesus to us to be our Savior, not simply to settle the accounts, not simply to clear the books in our favor of all of our transgressions, not just to make everything all square again in a ledger. He comes to save as a tiny baby. He comes to save us as one who would be the Word made flesh dwelling among us, who would share our human experiences, save only for sin. He would share in our life. He would teach us. He would lead us. He would work great miracles. And ultimately, He would stretch out His arms upon the cross. The Lamb of God. The Lamb without blemish. The perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. He would show us great love in coming to be our Savior, the greatest love the world has ever known. He comes as our Savior, not simply to straighten the accounts, but to draw us close to Himself. He comes like one of us, that we might experience communion with Him, that we might get to know Him, that we might make our dwelling with him, that we might abide with him, that we might trust him, even with the forgiveness of our sins, our deepest secrets. He comes that we might find life in him and find it to the full. Our Lord comes to extend an invitation, a personal invitation to each and every one. Come follow me. Trust me, because I never make a promise without keeping it. Follow me, and I will lead you to eternal life. In the bleak midwinter, the hymn says, he came into our world. At a time of great darkness, his light shone, the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness shall never overcome it. We recognize the brightness of his light amidst some of the darkest times in our lives. He reaches out this Christmas to you and me, this Christmas that is set in history at a time of great danger, at a time with many crises looming. We can't predict the future, but we know it doesn't look better and better every day, just the opposite. He comes to save. He comes to people who are worn out, trying to live up to worldly expectations, while at the same time depriving themselves of spiritual peace. He comes to those who are sick and tired of the promises that the world makes about happiness and freedom, promises that the world cannot possibly keep, promises that are false promises, promises that just get us into trouble and make us sad and miserable. He comes to offer us life, life to the full, the life that we deserve, the good life, the truly good life, because God does not make us for this world. He makes us for the next. He puts us in this world for his reasons and his purpose for a time, but our citizenship is in heaven, the scriptures say. We are made for eternity. And God offers to each and every one the opportunity this Christmas to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord, I will learn from you the way of life, the commandments, the path of virtue, the works of mercy. I will learn from you. I will put your teachings into practice in my daily life. I respond to your invitation to be a disciple with a resounding yes, because you are the only one I can trust to provide the truly good life. This is what we celebrate at Christmas, this opportunity that he extends to one and to all to be close to him. So close that, like the Blessed Mother who carried him in her own person for 9 months, he makes himself available to us in the great sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, through which his body and blood become close to our heart as we receive him into our person, something that we do only when we're in a state of grace, something that you have prepared for by receiving the sacrament of penance over the Advent season. In God's surprising way, he sends a Savior for us, born in a town called Bethlehem, a town whose name means house of bread. He sends into our world the bread of life, the bread of angels, the only food we need, the food that brings us unto everlasting life. May you have a blessed Christmas, a beautiful time with family and friends, safe travels, many, many wonderful memories. May you enjoy Christmas, and may you take to heart what the Lord speaks to each and every one. Come follow me. Abide in me. Rest in me. Find in me the peace that this world cannot bring. Find the fulfillment that the world promises but can never deliver. Come follow me, says the Lord. Please may we each respond with open hearts. May each of us renew our baptismal commitments to be a disciple. May we welcome him into our lives, he who is born for us, remembering that if Christ be born 1,000 times anew, despair, despair, unless he's born in you.